I'd like to change the topic a little bit since you're going to be graduating Sunday from the Regional Economic and Social Development program here at UMass Lowell. Wanted to talk about that program a little bit and sort of what you were doing there, your research there, and your experience with the program.
Well, I think I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to the HUT Fellowship, the House and Urban Development Fellowship, that provided funding for me to continue and complete this program. But one good thing that I, one benefit that I derived from this program, I was able to work with a number of community-based organizations. I started working with the Merrimack Valley Project, a community-based organization in Lawrence. And then I was more or less developing my skill as a community organizer. And then I worked with the Lawrence Community Works, where we work with neighborhood groups and plan a number of neighborhood summits to kind of plan for the ensuing year for the community there. And then in my third internship, I worked with the Center for Family Work and Community, where I was working closely with Professor Lena Silka in developing my skills in project evaluation, program evaluation, and grant writing. So in addition to graduating from the program, I think I was able to hone in on those skills to kind of develop them. But I think the program is a good one. As Dan said earlier, it's interdisciplinary, and it gives a kind of broad perspective of those areas, disciplinary areas, sociology, economics, psychology, social psychology, statistics, research statistics. Mm-hmm. So these are all tools that are necessary for anyone who want to go into not just community development, but international development.
Sure. Yeah. And this interdisciplinary approach is something that's kind of new on the scene of education in the U.S. It's not, it's been around for a little while, but it's different from our traditional split it into engineering, math, do an English major. This is kind of wrapping all a bunch of sort of what you would think of as different majors and wrapping them all into one department and, sort of cross-pollinating the different ideas with each other. I find that it creates an interesting opportunities for, different ways of solving problems than the traditional breakup. So it's one of the reasons I like to tell people about the RESD program.
We have students in the RESD program from all over the world. It changes. There's always a number from Africa, but Africa is not a country, but a continent. So there's people from various countries. Cameroon this year. Where else? Uganda.
Liberia. Tanzania.
Uh-huh. And then we've got some people from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I haven't been over there in a while.
Well, Republic of China. Taiwan,
sure.
And then China, Singapore, Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a group, Asian contingent there.
Right.
A very big one.
Yeah, and those people from South and Central America, too, I would assume.
Yeah, we got also both from, even Europeans. We had a fellow from Norway, another one from France. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have someone who from England this year also.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So
the whole world represented in one department. That's pretty impressive.
So,